He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday. It is the September 22nd edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. And we start a new week on a little bit of a down note here today. Let's take a look at where the market is right now. We've got the S&P down 7.5 points right now. We're at 2002 on the S&P 500 after hitting new all-time highs last week. The Dow is down 23 points right now as we start a new week. The Dow is at 17,256. We have the NASDAQ down 25 points to start the day. The NASDAQ is down 0.6% here, 4,554. You know, it's funny. I mean, as soon as that Alibaba went public on Friday, the market started selling off. It's been selling off ever since. And I see Alibaba's down a couple of points today after its debut on Friday. I have no position in Alibaba. Crude oil is at 92.10, remaining low. You know, you've got the ISIL people selling crude oil on the black market at about $30 a barrel, and I think that's one of the factors holding oil prices down. I have lightened up considerably on my oil holdings here, energy holdings here recently. Gold is up 0.5% today. Gold getting a little bit of a boost here. Gold is at $1,226 per ounce. The euro's at 1.28. The euro continues to tank. I showed a chart of the euro against the dollar over the weekend. The dollar continues to soar. That's driving commodity prices lower. It's not helping our stock market either. The euro continues to really go into free fall. The 10-year yield is at 2.57%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, professional money manager, president of Gunderson Capital Management. We manage money for folks all across America. I put out a buy signal on the market, which I showed in my newsletter over the weekend. I did a little reprint of the front page of the newsletter from March 27th, 2009, when I proclaimed a new bull market had been born. The question is, here we are, late September of 2014, is that buy signal still in place? Well, that's the $64 million question, isn't it? And we're going to have a look because every week, at the beginning of the week, we go through the macro picture of the market. That buy signal back on March 27th of 2009 has been in place ever since. I have not had a sell signal on the market. When you say, what would constitute a sell signal? Well, there's a lot of factors that go into that. And we're going to go through those factors today. And we're going to see where those important key indicators are currently. We know a few things here. We know that this bull market is a little bit longer than the average bull market. That doesn't mean it can't continue, however. We are now in the 67th month of this current bull market. It's been a stimulus-infused bull market. That stimulus coming from the Fed. Extraordinary measures taken to stimulate and to get this bull market going. If you think back 2008, 2009, you think of the TARP. That was definitely stimulus. Buying those troubled assets, holding on to them until things got a little bit better, essentially keeping them from plunging anymore. And then reselling those troubled assets later on for a profit. Not a bad deal. It unfroze the frozen credit markets at the time. Bernanke and Paulson and Geithner took a lot of heat on that particular maneuver at the time. But you have to ask yourself, where would we be today, 2014? Would we be at 2005 on the S&P 500? were it not for that drastic action? Would we be at 17,268 on the Dow were it not for that drastic action? And yet you'll hear one pundit after another continue to criticize what was done back in those days. But I gotta believe that the guy going to work every day at Boeing or at Lockheed Martin or wherever you're going to work and got your 401k and you're putting away 10 grand a year into that 401k, and when you look at where that 401k was back in 09 and where it is today, hopefully you've been invested during that time, you can't be too angry at Geithner and Bernanke at all. They've helped drive the market higher. Of course, that wasn't the only stimulus applied to the market. Interest rates have been kept at zero throughout this whole entire bull market and economic recovery. And of course, you had last week Janet Yellen telling us, reassuring us. Like I say, she just looks like the kind of person I'd want to go to when I get an owie on my thumb. That's okay. It'll be all right. You know, we'll put a little Band-Aid on it, a little antiseptic spray. She's just that type of person, very soothing. And she soothed the markets again last week by saying, don't worry, we're not going to be raising interest rates anytime soon. Now go off and play again. Buy U.S. stocks. Buy U.S. bonds. Invest in the market. Get out of the CDs. Get out there and invest in the U.S. economy. Go to the mall, etc. And that, of course, propelled the market to new all-time highs once again last week. Interest rates and the bond market seem a little bit nervous to me right now, just a little bit jumpy, because they know at some point down the road there is a Fed rate hike coming. And that Fed rate hike right now, the consensus is June, July of next year, when the Fed is likely to raise a quarter point. The taper comes to an end, the bond buyback program comes to an end, which was another form of stimulus, buying back our own debt to keep interest rates artificially low. And it has. I mean, look, 2.57% on the 10-year. I don't think there's a lot of people out there that thought interest rates would be this low at this point in the recovery, which is now in its sixth year of the recovery. How long can this recovery last? Is this recovery in trouble? The jobs pictures are starting to fade again. Are we starting to slip back in recession? How are the consumer companies doing? How are the mall-based retailers doing? How are the auto dealers doing? How are the home builders doing? These are all factors that I stop and look at every single week, along with the technicals of the market, the valuations of the market. During its trough, the market got as low as a forward PE ratio of 10.2. That's the lowest I remember during this entire 5-6 year period of time. We're currently up around 17, so we've seen multiple expansion. I mean, 10.2 was extraordinary low, way below the mean. And you go back to the year 2000, we had a forward PE ratio of 30. Way above the norm, way above the mean. We're right about 17 right now, which I've said that's not cheap, it's not expensive. And it can continue to be supported as long as the economy continues to grow. And is the economy going to continue to grow? Well, we can only take it a day at a time, a week at a time, one economic report at a time. And at least for now, at least as of last Friday when I wrote the newsletter, this economy, the U.S. economy, continues to grow. Could it be growing a lot faster? Yes, this is the worst recovery that we've had since World War II. But it is a recovery nevertheless, and the market hit new all-time highs last week. Is it sustainable? We hear this word all the time. I'm eating sustainable mussels with curry sauce at the local restaurant, and I'm eating sustainable vegetables from local farms. Is our economy sustainable? Can we continue to print money? Can we continue to spend $1 trillion more than we take in year after year? Is a $17 trillion price tag debt sustainable? Well, when we come back, we're going to have a look at the macro picture of the market right now, because the first decision all of us have to make is whether we want to be in the market or not. And I told you back on Friday of March 27th, 2009, a new bull market has been born. That bull market has been in place ever since. But as we face the fall and the last quarter of 2014, is the bear starting to wake up from his long nap? Well, we'll have a look when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
I've been in the right place, but must have been the wrong time. I'd have said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we take a look at where we're at in the market now. There's folks listening to the show that have 401ks. There's folks that have IRAs. There's folks that are living off of dividends coming from their portfolios. Is this still a good market to be in? We know that the last bear took 53% out of folks' hides. We don't want to have that happen again, do we? So we want to be very vigilant. We know that this bull market has now been going on for 66 months. It's in its 67th month. It's gone from 666 on the S&P 500 to 2005. That's a triple. That's more than a triple on the S&P 500. But we don't want to get greedy because we know that pigs get fat and hogs get slaughtered. So we have to be very, very careful. And I look at a variety of indicators every single week. I'm forced to do it in my newsletter, which I send out every weekend, which is available through pwstreet.com. Looking back at the March 27, 2009 newsletter, the headline was, "Has the new bull market been born?" And then I went on to talk about how it was springtime and I had a vegetable garden at the time and some fruit trees and everything was starting to blossom and bloom. And I was likening this to the stock market at the time. I talked about how the credit markets were finally starting to thaw at that time from the big freeze. And just talked about how everything was starting to finally move. And I said, I can't wait to cash in on my first profit in 2009. And I called the new bull 18 days after it began back in March of 2009. On that day, in my newsletter, the Dow was trading at 8,776. I also put out a five-year target price on the Dow. 5 years from that day, March 27th, 2009, my target price was 14,518, and people thought I was crazy. Gunderson, come here for a minute. What are you thinking? The Dow is at 8,776. You think 5 years from now, with all of this trouble, with all of this money printing that we're doing, with our dollar destruction, with all of this spending, you really think that the Dow will be at 14,500 5 years from now? Well, I was a little too conservative, wasn't I? Because 5 years later, not only was it at 14,518, it was at 16,264 because along the way, earnings estimates improved, the economy improved, interest rates remained low, corporations continued to crank out earnings and grow, and we actually went to 16,264. We exceeded the five-year target price that I put on the Dow. And along the way, there's been many threats to the bull market, hasn't there? Anybody who's been listening to me for a long time, they know that we've faced lots of threats, and we've gone through them together. And every one seemed like it was the one that would put the nail in the coffin of the bull market. What about the government shutdown? That certainly will bring an end to this bull market. What about the fiscal cliff? That will definitely bring an end to this bull market, won't it? What about the tax tsunami that's coming? This was a few years ago. I mean, there's been one threat to the bull market right after another. And every single time I faced each threat and each obstacle in the way that the bull would have to hurdle over that was out in front of it, and every time I said, you know what, this is not the one that's going to kill us. The bull market is still intact. And as I wrote my newsletter 2 weeks ago, I said this bull market is still intact for the 256th straight week. Now here we are again, and we're going to take a look at those same factors once again. The technicals, the fundamentals, the valuations, the internals of the market, and to see if it's still healthy. Because hopefully, since I put out the buy signal in March of 2009, hopefully your 401k has become a 1201k. I really hope that it has. What we don't want to have happen, however, is for it to go back to a 601k, do we? We don't want your current 1201k to go back to a 601k. That's because that's what could happen if we have another 53% bear like we had in 2008, 2009. So first, let's take a look at where we're at year to date in the market, okay? Here's some known facts right now. As of last week, from a technical standpoint, the S&P 500 hit a new all-time high. Now, it's pretty hard to say that there's a bear lurking right around the next corner. Now, I'm not saying that this is the only factor we're going to look at today, but this is a big one. It's pretty hard to say that when the S&P 500 is hitting a five-year high and an all-time high, that there's a bear lurking out there tomorrow or the next day or next week or the week after that. We obviously have to remain vigilant, but generally what happens is that uptrend eventually starts to peter out, and it eventually starts to plateau and starts to go sideways, just like Apple did a few years ago. And then when the bear begins, it starts to roll over and it starts to go south, and it can go south very, very quickly. And as we sit right now on the S&P 500, that just is not happening. It continues to hit new highs as recently as Friday. Okay, so that's a big factor to keep in mind. We also have the Dow hitting a new all-time high at 17,000, what, at 257 that it hit last week? All-time high. It's pretty hard to say that be careful here. Now, I'm not saying that this thing can't turn real quickly, but for now, that momentum in the market, the U.S. markets, continues. The same cannot be said about Europe. Europe, to me, looks like it's troublesome. And this is one of the things I worry about. When you say, Gunderson, this bull's been going for 67 months, what worries you at night? Europe worries me. Because this Ukraine-Europe fight, it's a real fight. And Europe depends on Russia. Russia depends on Europe. It's killing that part of the economy in the world, and it's showing up in a euro that's plunging right now and a European stock market that looks very tentative. But having said that, our U.S. market continues to hit new highs. If there was a bear lurking around the next corner, it would probably be showing up in gold. Gold would be looking brighter. Gold looks horrible right now. I put out a sell signal on gold 3 years ago, and gold continues to scrape bottom. Gold's at what? 12, just barely over $1,200 an ounce. May even fall under 1,200 before it's all over. Another sign that the bull market is still intact. The bond market does not look all that good to me. If the bear was getting ready to rear his ugly head, there'd be money just flowing into the bond market. I don't see that right now. So far, we're one for one in our indicators that the bull market is still intact, but we have a lot more to look at when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Yeah.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we continue to be concerned whether or not this bull market can continue to move forward. We know that it's been 67 months now that we've seen a primary uptrend in the market. That's another name for a bull market. In my newsletter that I write every single week, I put out a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009, and it's been in place ever since. There's been times when I've raised some cash. There's been times when I've raised yellow flags, but throughout it all, I've remained a bull. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there that have not been bullish during this whole time, and they've buckled at the knees many single times. I just try to take a look at all the major factors that make up the market and try to come away with a good decision every week based on a lot of different things. We just looked at the technicals of the market, notwithstanding today's action in the market, which is a little bit on the snotty side. The market hit a new all-time high just Friday, okay? So that's pretty hard to ignore. The S&P is at an all-time high last week. The NASDAQ was closing in on 5,000, and yes, there's going to be bad days along the way, but you need a string of bad days, and you need those fundamentals and those criteria to change to make one, you know, sell everything, which is a big decision. I make lots of little decisions on a daily basis. I do sell individual stocks along the way. I've been lightening up in the energy patch here recently. I sold one of my oil stocks this morning, one of the Williston Basin stocks, and I sent out a push notification to those that subscribe to my live trading app, which is Best Stocks Now. And I let them know that I was selling this particular stock. You know, this darn ISIS, they're selling oil on the black market for $30 per barrel. How can that not have a downward impact on oil prices right now? In addition to this, you've got all these tankers floating around the world full of Kurdistan oil, which is still in dispute with Iraq. Another downward pressure on oil right now. So not one of the areas that I'm really enamored with. It looked really good a while back when we had all the turmoil in the world, and the oil stocks have just been settling and kind of sinking here recently. Now, here's the scorecard year to date. This is another important factor to step back and look at the big picture. The S&P 500 is up about 8% so far this year. No, it's not up like it was last year. Last year it was up 29%. We had a lot better year last year. But suffice it to say, 8%'s okay. I mean, that's not exactly spelling doom to the market with this consolidation that's been going on in the market this year. The forward P.E. ratio of the market is 18.58. That's on the high side. It's not the 30 that it was in the year 2000, and it's not the 10 that it was back in the year 2019. 18.58 is getting a little bit expensive, but it is sustainable if the economy continues to grow and if companies continue to grow their earnings. But it's not cheap right now. That has to be kept in mind. The Dow is up 4% year-to-date after a 26% run last year. And while that's not anywhere as good as last year, it doesn't exactly, point to a bear market right around the next corner. That can change very quickly, but the Dow is still hitting new all-time highs. Now, the small caps are the ones that worry me the most, because not only do they lead stocks to the upside, they'll also lead stocks to the downside. The small cap stocks are down 1% so far this year. And that's just a little bit ominous. But then again, they're digesting and they're consolidating an almost 40% gain from last year. So in essence, they're going sideways this year. A little bit volatile, consolidating that gain. One of the key indicators that I'll be watching going forward for that eventual bear market will be the small cap stocks turning south. Right now, they continue to go sideways in a neutral pattern. The emerging markets, which looked so promising just a couple of weeks ago, have all of a sudden started to take it on the chin. Really a surprising development. And I would say that the biggest factor right now is a rising dollar. Emerging markets like a falling U.S. dollar. Emerging markets like a global economy that is really kind of purring along, and it was not too long ago, but now you've got a little bit of trouble in Europe. All of a sudden, China comes out with some numbers that really shocked everybody. Not growing like everybody thought it was. The emerging markets are up 7% on the year, and they look just a little bit wobbly right now. That would also be an indicator. If the global markets were to start to sell off, it's pretty hard for them not to drag the U.S. markets down with them. It's not happening yet, but it's something we need to watch going forward. India continues to be my favorite market in the world, along with the United States of America. India had major change. There's stimulus there. The stimulus bucket has gone from U.S. to India. India is up almost 16% this year, and I continue to have a pretty good exposure to India. Europe is down 1.7% this year. I have no interest in Europe. They've got so many problems, mainly Putin and Ukraine, and how they're going to get their natural gas to stay warm through the winter. That's all got to be solved. Europe continues to be a market that I would completely avoid. And just when China was breaking out again and looked like it was really going to go, and you had the big Alibaba IPO, China's only up 4% this year. It's pulled right back to its breakout point. And whether or not it follows through or not remains to be seen. But it certainly has really faded. The move in China that looks so promising has just all of a sudden in the last week began to fade. I'm not as bullish right now on China as I was several weeks ago. Russia continues to get crushed. Russia is down 18.4% year to date. That can't be helping Putin and his oligarchs and his billionaire buddies that own soccer teams around the world like Manchester United and all kinds of fancy yachts, etc. Their stock market is down 18.4%, and their economy, which depends on oil prices, with oil at $92 per barrel, I got to believe that they're just a little bit worried about their own pocketbooks right now. Latin America up 7.4% so far this year. There continues to be a hotly contested presidential debate and contest in Brazil, which will finally come to a head in about 2 weeks. Neither candidate is very good for the economy, in my opinion. But there is one that's favored over the other one, and we'll see where that all ends up. The bond market, up 3.7% this year, but it really got whacked last year. I still do not like the bond market. And, of course, gold is flat on the year. Gold opened the year at $1,237 per ounce and is currently at $1,226 per ounce. I have no interest in gold whatsoever. It was down 26% last year. It's down another 1% this year. It needs a falling dollar. It has just the opposite of that right now, a dollar that's been spiking recently. And gold needs hot inflation, and there is no such thing right now. It also needs turmoil around the world. We have plenty of that, but not enough to get gold off its duff, and I would continue to avoid the gold markets. There will be a day sometime when gold will shine again, but for now, it seems like the U.S. stock market is king. And I like India. Those are the two places that I like. I like equities still. I don't like bonds. I don't like commodities. I like equities. I like ownership in stocks and stocks that I consider to be the best stocks now, which on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we go over a couple examples of best stocks now. I'm thinking about Fridays. Talk about this with my producers over there at down in Dallas, about having an open phone Fridays and letting people call in. You know, I thought I was pretty hot stuff. I'm on many radio stations around the country, but Friday night, my little brother, Chuck Gunderson, was on Coast to Coast for 2 hours. I grew up listening to Coast to Coast, Art Bell and Aliens in the Refrigerator and UFO abductions and crop circles and all this. But there's also a lot of really good stuff on Coast to Coast. My little brother Chuck is an expert on the Beatles. And he wrote a book called Some Fun Tonight, a two-book, you know, of their live tour here in in the United States in 64 and 65 when the Beatles toured America. That was fascinating. They had open phones at the end, and there were some fascinating questions. I thought to myself, you know, I ought to answer some questions, maybe take some calls on Friday. So I'm going to talk to the producers about that. So this Friday, okay, we'll shoot for that. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far, we've asked the question, is the 67-month-old bull market in trouble? We're hitting new all-time highs. We had this big Alibaba IPO on Friday, which sometimes can be like the last pop of the cork. And, that's happened before, like the last hurrah. Everybody's exhausted. They're out of money. They've put all their money in the market, and there's no new money to come into the market. Well, we're analyzing that. In fact, that was the title of my newsletter over the weekend. Did Alibaba put in a top in the market? I write that newsletter every single week. Go to my website at pwstreet.com to get the newsletter coming to you every weekend. We send out thousands of them. Via email, very easy in today's electronic age. Also, should we be concerned? You know, the market's hitting, like I say, all-time highs here. It's been going for 67 months. We know there's a bear lurking out there somewhere. We know that the last bear took 53% out of folks' hides. Well, so far, looking around every corner and down every dark alleyway, I don't see a bear lurking out there yet. Now, that can change very, very quickly, but so far, as we've gone through the various indicators of the market, so far, so good. Now, another important thing that I do every single week, and I do it every day in my app and in my newsletter, is I rank the asset classes that we have to choose from, because there's a lot of different asset classes out there. Basically, you know, it's bonds and stocks. And then all of the subcategories, you know, within the stock market, you've got emerging market stocks, international stocks, U.S. stocks, large cap stocks, small cap stocks, mid cap stocks. And of course, in the bond market, you also have all of the subcategories. You have the big category of bonds or debt, otherwise known as debt. But inside you have sovereign debt. You have government debt, you have corporate debt, you have municipal debt. And as I look at the rankings of the 33 different asset classes in my database, stocks still dominate the top spots, equities. Right now, it's still my opinion that it's better to own stocks as opposed to loaning money to companies. Because if interest rates start to go up, those loans that you've made will become less valuable as interest rates start to go up, which is a distinct possibility. The probabilities are pretty good that we're facing higher interest rates 3 to 5 years from now. And the stock market, yes, it's getting long in the tooth, but as I look at my top-ranked asset classes right now, I see the NASDAQ. I see the MLPs, which are the pipeline stocks. I see large-cap dividend payers. I see mid-cap growth, I see large-cap value, large-cap growth, mid-cap value, small-cap growth. What do they all have in common? They are all equities, ownership. The only thing outside of the United States is the Emerging Market Index, which comes in at number 11 out of 34. And I still do have some exposure to the emerging markets, mostly in the form of India. Most importantly, one of the 34 asset classes that I rank every day is an ETF with the symbol of SH. That's inverse the market. You mean I can invest in inverse the market? Yes, you can. If the market starts to roll over, that's available to us as a one of the colors on our palette that we have available to us, SH. If the S&P starts to go roll over, this thing will start to break out. So we keep our eye on it. And where's it been ranked for the last 66 months? At the very bottom of the pile. Oh, it's reared its ugly head a few times and tried to make a move, but every time it's petered out, it's flattened out, and it's gone right back to the back of the pack. And as I look at Friday's newsletter, and as I look at the app today, S&P 500 inverse SH is the worst place to be invested. That's one of the major indicators that's kept my newsletter followers in the market for the last 66 months. It's one of the major indicators that I look at daily. And as of last Friday, the S&P 500 inverse is still at the bottom of the pile. And if you looked at a chart of it, look at a five-year chart of SH. Tell me you would buy that chart. Look at a one-year chart of SH. Tell me you would buy that chart. Now, at some point in time, SH is going to reverse direction and start heading up. And that's going to mean that the S&P 500 is starting to head down, but it's not happening yet. The trend is really in your face still. And those of you who've tried to short stocks or short the market or buy the prudent bear fund or just be negative, it hasn't panned out very well because the market has tripled since 2009. And those that are bears that they parade on all the time, the bearish newsletter writers, the perma bears, the David Tices, the Bill Fleckensteins, the Peter Schiffs of the world, they've been wrong for the last 5 years as the markets continued to march higher. It's pretty hard to argue with that fact. So shorting the market's the worst possible thing you can possibly do. And you can keep making arguments, well, I'm a contrarian. Could have made that argument a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and you've been wrong every time. Eventually, you'll be right if you have any money left by then. And the other bad asset classes to be invested in right now, in my opinion, I've been right here for the last several years, gold, silver, cash, and commodities. Those are not the place to be invested right now. Now, if you go back to 2010, that was a great place to be invested. This is 2014, and those continue to be the worst places to be invested. But we take it a day at a time. We track these things every single day. We track them on a weekly basis. That's where we stand right now. The bull sign, the buy that I put out on March 27, 2009, remains in place today. We're still invested here in the market, but obviously being in the right areas of the market is also critical. And in the shows this week, I'll be featuring, highlighting a couple of stocks every day that represent the best areas of the market. Biotechs, pharmaceuticals, healthcare stocks, railroad stocks, and a little bit of technology. That continues to be the best areas of the market. If you'd like to sign up for the newsletter, pwstreet.com. And if you'd like to talk to us about money management, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.